All right, hi again, everyone. We're joined by Jimmy Johnson, driver of the number 48 Lowe's Patriotic Chevrolet. Jimmy, so you have Frankie Phillips on the window of your car this weekend, and his mom is a Lowe's employee, right? Can you kind of talk about how it feels to not only serve him in his memory this weekend, but also for a Lowe's employee as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think just to sit here and listen to Brad's discussion and what he's involved with, and knowing that we will all carry names on our cars, and for me to have the honor to carry a Lowe's employee that's been affected, with her son Frankie Phillips being lost, I guess around 5 years ago now. So it is an honor. There's always a lot of pressure to win, but my experience the last few years in being involved representing different individuals on the car has taken that to a new level, and to really honor a fallen soldier and to meet their families, hear the stories about the individual, it just makes it so much more real. And to see the excitement, enthusiasm, and emotion behind the family being here at the race, seeing you at pre-race, and hopefully someday, and hopefully it's this weekend, I can experience the joy of winning the race and seeing them in victory lane. It's a program I'm very proud of NASCAR to be a part of. I'm very proud of Lowe's to support. And it's just an honor to have the name, Frankie's name, and names on all of our cars out there through the course of the weekend.
Want to kick it off with Kelly?
KellyCrandallRacer.com. So, Jimmy, switching gears, any update on the sponsorship hunt? And what has that process been like for you to be a part of, trying to find a new partner?
We've got six ready to go. We're just waiting for you guys to ask us when. it's going really well. We'll hopefully have something to announce in the near future. But the excitement about the 48 car, the multiple companies that are interested in the ideas and the ways that people would like to use us are very exciting and encouraging. So, of course, we don't want to see Lowe's leave. We've had such an amazing run with them. And there's a little bit of fear associated with such a big sponsor and such an integral part of Hendrick Motorsports leaving. But the response has been very, very strong and very well. So when Mr. Hendrick makes his decision and we're able to kind of ink what opportunities are out there. Obviously those announcements will be made, but things have been going very well. Yeah, the process is long. A lot of conversing and ideas, and you feel like sometimes a conversation with a given company is going a different direction, and then they go to work and brainstorm and come back with a new idea and angle. So it's amazing how much follow-up is involved and how much collaboration exists through it all. So I've enjoyed the process. I've enjoyed being involved. I've learned a ton. I've been able to bring some opportunities to the table through my own contacts that I have, and then also others have come along through Mr. Hendrick's network and other networks. So it's been interesting. It's taken a lot of time, and it's been a fun new experience for me.
So after Daniel, we're going to go to Mike, Lee, Deb, Woody, and then Jacob.
Dale McFadden with NBC Sports. Jimmy, how has your philosophy towards strategy for this race changed since the beginning of your career, especially with the introduction of stages and you have four in this race? Kevin Harvick was in here earlier and he said you have to make a qualifying lap every single lap in this race. Is that your philosophy, and how has it changed since you first started in this race?
Yeah, when I first started, obviously no stages to consider or worry about. So that was way different, and you just race differently. The whole environment was different on the track. The Mark Martin way of working with somebody and let them go, they'll let you go, and playing that game, it's out the window now. So that's one element. And then two, as the cars continue to get faster and faster, it's just harder and harder to make competitive passes. So those two elements make you fight for track position starting on Friday in qualifying, or Thursday, I guess, this week in qualifying. And carries right on through even 600 miles.
And then go to Mike.
Mike Embry, USA Today. How do you think Sunday's race would look if you guys used the package from last week?
That's a good question. I know there's been a lot of conversations around it following the excitement in the All-Star race. I don't know. I feel like that first segment's probably the best indication. You know, handling still did matter. You know, you could argue that if the teams had more practice time and we could adjust on the cars, we could get them to all handle much better and stay in a tighter group. So I don't know, but there seems to be a very positive response in what was seen in the race itself. So I know there's a lot of consideration being put into it, and we might just have to try it somewhere to see. You know, that could be the, you know, a realistic next step, to try it at a real points race and see.
Really?
Lee Spencer, Racing Boys, have a couple of questions. First of all, was there any truth to the rumor that Red Bull was interested in sponsoring the 48?
There's definitely some interest there. I think there's interest from a variety of different companies. That would be one of a long list of hopefuls.
And also, we talked to Jeff Gordon last night. He said you were around the first text that he got. Can you kind of reflect on his career and, you know, when you think about people in NASCAR and their contributions to the sport, he certainly changed the perception of NASCAR to the U.S. in general, and kind of took it out of it being a regional sport and, you know, took it other places, opened the door for a lot of California guys to come in. Can you just kind of talk about your, you know, reflect on his accomplishment?
Yeah, I'm so happy, you know, he's in first ballot. His accomplishments, we all know on the track, and I guess we all know in this room how he was so integral at a point in time for NASCAR to take us mainstream, and really kind of transcended the sport like maybe only Senior had been able to do, or Richard Petty in their eras. And I think the competition and the rivalry that existed between Dale Senior and Jeff was a big ingredient in that. TV, media, nationwide exposure all worked well in Jeff's timing and his success and his willingness to be out there and his ability to be out there and carry the sport. Just took him to all new heights. And then to drive for him, be selected by him, you know, it's been mind-blowing. I can't thank him enough for the opportunities that I've had, the way it's changed my life, racing against him, being friends with him. I'm just truly happy for he and his family, and I know it's going to be a big celebration for those guys.
Deb Williams, Racing Today and ESPNW. With all of the engineering and simulations that exist today, how much input does a driver really have into the setup, or do the engineers and all say, this is what you need, take it and run with it?
Drivers have a lot to say with it in our sport, because we only get a handful of opportunities to collect real data. Open test sessions are the only time that we can collect that data for the vehicle itself and the track. Wheel force transducer tests, where the manufacturers go run, that collects tire data. And then you've got to marry those two together. So when you think about the tracks we test at, or allowed to test at, and I think there's probably 5 open tests a year, and we've got 23 tracks on the circuit. Every winter and summer, the surface changes, the grip level changes. And before you know it, you've got data that's years and years and years old that you're trying to trust and believe, and then you build your simulation around it. So it is a tough environment, and the driver is still very much required, and the crew chief to have gut decisions made. All other forms of motorsports, they're streaming telemetry or can collect telemetry and data, you know, every lap of every race, and that just makes that world so much easier to make the right decisions. For us, it's still about the gut decision between the driver and the crew chief.
All right, Woody.
Woody came with MRN. Jimmy, I wanted to ask you to look ahead a little bit at Pocono. When you go there, are you a guy that thinks, I got to be really good in one of these three corners or pretty good in all three? And describe the dynamic of such a short time between the two races there.
Yeah, I mean, driving for Chad Canales, he wants you good in all three, so I can't just pick one, unfortunately. You know, at different years, when I look back to the success we've had there, it wasn't just one turn. I mean, we're pretty strong all the way around the track. It's hard to say. Turn three seems to be very important. It can help with lap time pretty significantly for qualifying and things like that. But, the short time span in between, I know it's close together, but the races just seem different for some reason. When I first came in, I heard a lot of people talking about how things wouldn't change much from the first to the second race. But for whatever reason, through my experiences, they've been different races and different setups usually required to go get the job done. Yep.
Go to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Jimmy, to go back kind of to what Kelly was saying a little bit ago, obviously we know how special the relationship between you and Lowe's has been, but as you get ready to kind of go into this new chapter of your career, so to speak, on the sponsorship side, is there a level of excitement for you in now getting ready and being able to work with some different companies than you've had in the past 17, 18 years?
Yeah, at this stage of it, you know, first there was the I had to swallow the pill that Lowe's wasn't coming back, and of course I wanted to finish my career with them. So, you know, now where we're at, and that ship has sailed, in the excitement of what could be out there, what the options are with the various companies we're speaking to, it is exciting. It is fun to see look through a different lens and see what opportunities are out there. Also, how I can be integrated into their mission statement in a sense and help them internally and externally, how they're going to market us, how they're going to use us. That is all exciting stuff. And we have some great opportunities there to look at.
With the way this race has changed, obviously you've been good here at Charlotte for a long time, but with stage racing now to kind of break it up, the way the equipment has advanced, the way driver fitness, I think you could definitely speak to that, has advanced over the years. Is this race any less grueling now than it was 20, 30 years ago, or even when you first started?
I can't say it's gotten any easier through my career here. And we might finish a little earlier, a little quicker on some years due to speed, but G-forces are higher, so I just think it all kind of levels out. I'm thinking back to the days when they didn't have power steering. That might have been a little bit different, but it is a very, very long and difficult race that I spend a lot of time physically preparing for, making sure that I'm right. Treat it a lot like a triathlon with the electrolytes and carbs and the strategy and how to stay fueled and alert through the course of the race. So it's definitely a big day in the office.
Alrighty, thanks, Jimmy, and good luck this weekend.